Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Hartnett. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, brought to you by Hook on the Go and the Wealthy Sisters Media. Our mission is to proudly promote positive people, and you know we are champions of business ownership. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we love connecting businesses with people, stories, and music, right? And our purpose is twofold. First, it is so important for us to continue to inspire and encourage and provide wisdom to and practical knowledge to you, that awesome listener, that you can apply to your business right now and your life for a positive impact. And second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters and brothers for doing big things. I am Deborah Hartnett, your host, and we are broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Radio Network, and you can catch this show and all of our other dynamic shows, I promise you that they are, at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's Wealthy Sisters Radio, that's SISTAS, WealthySistersRadio.com. Well, today happens to be another awesome Tuesday. Can you believe it? It is Tuesday, June 27th. Half of the year is gone already. Yes, indeed. And we are celebrating it that we are back here live on the show with you. And you can find us here every week at the same time. That's Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern live. And again, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We're also on Instagram. And most importantly, I want you to know we're on iTunes. You can find us there at Wealthy Sisters and download the show. And stay tuned. Subscribe to us. Well, you know, today is going to be an awesome day. As always, we promise you the best of the best in the most fascinating, extraordinary individuals in the world. And that's what I'm saying, guys. You know, this is an awesome time that we're living in, the technology that we have, that all of us can connect around the world. And speaking of connecting, let me just pause right now again and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that tunes in to our show. You know, we're so excited to be able to be here and grateful for all of your support. Matter of fact, we got to give you a huge, 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 huge round of applause, because it is not without you. You know what I'm saying? We would not be here without you. And particularly, we talked about the hiatus that we took and, you know, just being able to have so many people say, well, when are you bringing the show back, you know, and having individuals to just really talk about how the show is impacting you and the knowledge that we bring. So we're grateful for that, and continue to share with us. You know, make sure you do that, because that is the way, and that's how we know that what we're doing is actually serving you, because, you know, we're all about purpose and destination, right? So we want to be intentional about everything we're doing. So definitely, as I was saying, you know, this show today is going to be amazing. I know many of you all are out there designing. Oh my gosh. I mean, I see, like, on Instagram, I see some incredible work. Just excited about the technology that we can be exposed to it. So I know that this is going to be an awesome show for you today. So you've got anybody that you know that is in the design world, that loves fashion, that may be in the bridal industry, Call them right now. Tell them, text them, tweet them. Tell them to dial 929-477-1798 right now, because I promise you, today's show is going to rock your world. You are going to get some information from someone who is truly, truly amazing. He's a gentleman that has more than 20 plus years of experience as an entrepreneur. I like to call him a total package, because not only does he have that strong creative side, but he has that business acumen. And when you've got that combination working together, that is pure TNT. I'm telling you, he is a master of rebranding himself. He's a business owner, and an experience expands from hotel ownership, marketing, and now he is one of the most highly sought after fashion designers. His current focus is his custom line of wedding attire for men. Guys and ladies, I'm telling you this, get married. Ooh, he has coined the phrase because it is his day too. It's brilliant. I just love it. He currently also has a store in Atlanta's Affluent Mall, Phipps Plaza in Buckhead. And I am so excited to have our very special guest on, none other than celebrity fashion designer, Mr. Miguel Wilson. So after this short break, I promise you, as always, we've got the best of the best on the show today. So tell everybody to call in or go to WealthySistersRadio.com right now, because you do not want to miss this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters with Deborah Harnett.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
Lower your mortgage payment? Remember this number.
443-929-7772. This is Dee, the Mortgage Queen, and I want to help you save $450 a month or more if you own a home worth $200,000 or more. Call me now. 443-929-7772. And the best is yet to come. You actually get to skip a mortgage payment or two. Call me now. 443-929-7772.
Right, we're back here live on Wealthy Sisters Radio, and speaking of so fresh and so clean, I'm telling you, today's episode is that. We have a gentleman that is truly, truly so fresh and so clean. And not only is he so fresh and so clean, but he definitely is creating a world of gentlemen who, I'm telling you, are making a mark in their fashion wardrobes there. So we're excited to have him on with us, none other than entrepreneur, celebrity fashion designer, Mr. Miguel Wilson. Everybody, please give him a round of applause. Welcome to the show, Miguel.
Hey, Deb. Thank you so much. Great honor.
Yes, indeed. And we know that you're traveling on the go. We appreciate you for being able to tune in and join in with us, as I know you just landed there, always on the go. So congratulations on all your success in just building your dreams and making them come true.
Hey, thank you so much. It's a grind, but, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to talk about that enjoyment today because, you know, it's really important, as we say all the time here on the show, that you are a part of something, that you're living something, that you are experiencing something that you enjoy in business. You know, it can definitely, as a business owner, become monotonous, and I know you know all about that. So how important is it, you know, would you say, to be doing what you love, Miguel?
Well, I define success by just that. I mean, waking up every day and enjoying doing something that you look forward to doing. And keep in mind, that doesn't mean that everything's going perfectly. It doesn't mean you have everything you want, everything you need, but it's a process. And if you can enjoy the process of building, then you are exactly where you need to be.
That is a powerful statement, you know, enjoying the process. We talk about it a lot also here that, you know, the technology that we have make everything so quick for us. I mean, we don't have to wait on anything. I mean, you're in the airport on the show with us, and here we are in a whole other city. We've got people listening all over the world, Miguel. But, you know, that
That's
process
awesome.
In business. Yeah, thank you. That process in business and in life is something that we cannot shortcut. We cannot shortchange. Can you, you know, that process, can you talk a little bit more about that, that process in,
sure.
in business?
Yeah, I look at everything in life. I mean, we tend to feel like we need something. We're always looking forward to tomorrow. I'll be happy tomorrow when this happens. Or I'll be happy when this happens or when that happens. And, you know, it seems like we're always forever chasing happiness because, you know, once that happens, then there's always something else we're waiting to happen. But I try to be happy today in my current situation. Tomorrow's not promised. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But while I am aspiring to get somewhere and to do things and have a purpose in mind, I just make it a point to enjoy where I am currently. And although, you know, I have aspirations and dreams and desires of going much further than where I am, but I'm happy today. And that to me is paramount to our attitude that we bring to tomorrow. It is also reflective of how we deal with people today. So being happy in your current state and being able to, you know, enjoy where you are throughout the process, whether you're in the beginning of the process or whether you're in the middle of the process or whether you're in a restructuring or a reinventing part of the process, because it's constant. You're always doing one or the other. So finding happiness where you are today is very important to you being able to enjoy life. Because otherwise, your life passes by and you always was in search of Friday. You know, that's what I think about people who work jobs a lot of times that they're not happy at. You're always looking forward to Friday. You live basically 2 days a week because you can't wait till tomorrow, can't wait till tomorrow. Yeah, one day that you're happy, and that's Saturday. Sunday, you start worrying about going back to work Monday. So, to me, that's not living. That's why it's so important to enjoy what you do every day. Get up, enthusiastic, and happy. If you can't do
I
that,
love it. I love it.
You're probably not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right, right. And again, that is, you've spoken volumes already. Like I said here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, our guests do not hold back. We promise the best. And speaking of that, I know you may not be as familiar with our audience or as I, but you know, we're a little nosy over here, Miguel. I got to confess. I got to tell you that. And we most definitely like to know, as we say, what are those ingredients that went into this amazing recipe that we see today? So if you wouldn't mind, just share with us a little bit about where you grew up and how you, you know, your journey has been led to what you're doing today.
It's been a journey. I think, you know, throughout the whole process of every step, learning the failures, I think, are a huge part of my success today, because I had to learn a lot of things through the failures.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't jump past certain processes in life. That's why, mm-hmm, I think, you know, some people think going back to 21 would be great, but, you know, I look at it and say, hey, I was lucky to make it past 21. I might not be so lucky next time. And I think,
right,
again, the knowledge you gain, the experience you gain is just crucial to happiness in life. I mean, just it gives you a certain level of confidence when you understand certain things, when you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
you learn who you are by going through fire, trials and tribulations and challenges and overcoming things, you know. So,
mm-hmm,
while a lot of times we want to avoid, circumvent problems and so forth, it's just, you know, you don't have to go through everything. Sometimes you can learn from others, but, you know, it's very valuable too for me, having gone through certain failures. I'll tell you one thing in particular is that, you know, for a long time I stayed in fear of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I end up going through bankruptcy and,
mm-hmm,
having lost pretty much everything. And it wasn't so bad, you know. I mean, honestly, I still woke up every day. I found...
You survived it? You breathing?
Well, not only that, though. I found new purpose, new reasons to be happy. You know, like I said, you got to be happy throughout,
right,
the process. I was happy when I didn't have none. I was happy through my bankruptcy. I found a way to be happy,
right,
every day, because there's no way in the world I could have survived if I was just down and let the situation beat me up and just, you know, found myself in a level of depression and all that type of stuff. You can't succeed in that with that type of mentality. So,
right,
even when I was down, I had a vision that to hold on to. I believed in what I was doing, and you know, I always had faith, you know, that no way in the world God had me go through all this just for me to end up here. So
just
I
to leave you there.
That failure and those issues to be my building blocks on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
I think I was able to go back and reinvent myself and create a better business model that ultimately has proven to be much better for me today.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about where you're from, where you grew up, and, you know, those different businesses that have led you to today. Because I know people always like to be able to relate, you know, and that's one of the things we always say here on the show, that anyone can do anything they put their mind to it, right? And having business owners like yourself who've experienced, because like you say, they just see you now, Miguel, and everything that you've accomplished, all the incredible things you have, but they don't know that there was a step, as you've been sharing, those building blocks. So just tell us where you grew up and what different businesses you've owned.
Well, I'm a native Washingtonian, so from Northwest Washington, D.C., which, ironically, I just landed in D.C. today because I'm working out of one of my locations here in National Harbor. But, you know, I grew up in the city, and Washington was a different place then, so, you know, you had to learn a lot about the city, living in the city, because it's a totally different vibe. So, nonetheless, I was fortunate in that I gained a love for reading as a kid through horses. Love horses, but I live in the city, so I couldn't do a whole lot of riding. So I actually read a lot of books about horses, and that fundamental helped me throughout life in terms of being able to go on to college. And I think just believe it. At least I'm a strong believer in reading. I don't think today many people read, and a lot of kids, you know, they're so used to abbreviating things, and you know, a lot of them can't write well because of that. You know, they just are not accustomed to having to sit down and read something at length. So, and I think it affects your ability to write and communicate. But that helped me, although I wasn't a great student in school, become a good student in college and do well. So that was my beginning. I also served in the military. I was in the Army. I graduated, got my Army commission from Howard University, and served as a military police officer before going to a corporate environment. So I did a few things before I end up ultimately in the career that I'm in, which is fashion. And I had a passion for it, love clothes, and began in the business through investing in a clothing company with a guy that used to sell me my suits. So, you know, I loved having custom made suits, and the gentleman who made my suits approached me about partnering with him on a custom clothing business, and I did, and you know, rest is history. So I've been doing it now since 93.
Wow, since 93.
Yeah.
And that whole time you've been in Atlanta, since 93 with it, or were you in other cities?
Well, I started out in North Carolina, in Raleigh.
Okay.
And we're based out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Well, I ultimately ended up selling that company and started my own company and relocated to Atlanta. And ran my business out of there up until about 3 years ago when I expanded in to develop a partnership with J.D.L. Omo Bridal out of Coral Gables, Florida, part of the city of Miami. And I've been doing that for 3 years. And recently this year, developed a partnership with House of John Lee at the National Harbor. So that's been going pretty good. So now I work out three locations, Miami, Atlanta, and D.C.
And you know, we know as we're talking, if you just tuned in, you're listening to our special guest today, celebrity fashion designer, Mr. Miguel Wilson. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of things in business ownership, rebranding, rebuilding, and reinventing. Those are some of the key words that he's talked about today. We're going to take a short break and come right back. Miguel, I want you to talk a little bit more about this whole new line. I think it's a brilliant concept that you have, and you know what made you decide on that. So we'll be right back after this short commercial break. You are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters with Deborah Harnett.
This is a special announcement for our military heroes.
This is D. If you are a veteran and you served our country, you can buy a house with zero money. If you own your home already, you can skip two mortgage payments. Call me now, 443-929-7772.
Are you aware that one out of three women veterans have suffered some form of sexual assault and or harassment, which oftentimes causes both physical and psychological injuries? Recent studies show that while post-traumatic stress disorder, known as PTSD, may be a diagnosis, it continues to be unrecognized by the VA and, importantly, remain untreated by the victims. Call Aaron Durden at 800-330-0234 to discuss whether or not you are entitled to veteran benefits. Call me at 800-330-0234.
Hey, we're back. This is Deborah. We are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for tuning in to us today. You know, you can catch this show again and all of our other dynamic shows at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersRadio.com. And guess what, guys? We are on iTunes. That's right. You can download iTunes, subscribe to us there, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wealthy Sisters. Well, we are so excited to have you on with us today. Our special guest is none other than celebrity fashion designer Mr. Miguel Wilson. And Miguel, I know when we went to the break, you were talking about your partnerships that you created, having your stores or your line of clothing in all these different stores around the country. Tell us about this whole line of wedding attire that you have, and why is it so important that we know it's his day too?
Well, thank you for asking that. That's pretty much what most people know me for today. Well, I've been doing weddings pretty much since I've been in the business. And a lot of things just never made sense to me in doing such. For one, a woman will spend thousands of dollars to look better on her wedding day than she ever has in her life. Yet, a man will go rent a tuxedo and spend less on his than he would on a good pair of shoes. Now, in contrast, a woman knows she's going to wear that gown one day, yet a man can wear his tuxedo forever. So it'd be a great investment. And it's about the pictures, and he's half the picture. Shouldn't he look great too?
Yeah.
Also, exactly. So I also found that it affects the excitement. Like a woman, you know, one of the first things she does is go, you know, one of the most exciting parts of the process for her is searching for that perfect
gown. Looking for that dress.
Looking for that dress. Have her girlfriends with her looking, you know, and they just having a great time enjoying the process of doing that.
Right. Because we've been fantasizing since that, right? Since a child,
right?
You know that. Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Well, guess what? A man, when it's hard to get excited about wearing a used suit, but you'll find that if he goes through the same process, he's able to go through that same process of being able to find that perfect tux, something that he selected, helped design, you know, played a part in what he wanted to wear, he will be as excited too. And there's nothing like having your clothes laid out the day of your wedding, knowing you're about to put on something spectacular. Matter of fact, you're going to look better than you ever have that day. Who doesn't like looking good? You know, one thing I was telling my grooms, I said, listen, you know, you're throwing the biggest party you will ever throw. Okay? And why should everybody get to eat and drink off your dime and you get cheated? Why shouldn't you look like it's your party? Or do you want one of your guests? I have guys come to me to get dressed to go to someone else's party. Someone coming to your party shouldn't look better than you.
Right. That's right.
I just think that, you know, it's a certain level of enjoyment, excitement that goes on forever. Don't shortchange yourself on one day and then regret it for the next 10 years. Man, you know, and when you see your friends looking good or dressed nice and you didn't share in that, you didn't enjoy the process. I tell my guys, enjoy the process. Not, you know, it shouldn't be painful. It's only painful because, you know, your point of view. If you make it enjoyable and create memories, you know, each aspect of the wedding should be a memory. You know, the engagement, make it phenomenal. When you and your boys get together, I do this thing called the groom's lounge, where I like to bring the groom and his groomsmen together. You know, we may have some little food, some drinks, and video, pictures, and capture the moment and make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them play a part in seeing the clothes and all. And I, you know, I'm a firm believer. I don't even like brides coming into my store for the most part. Now they may come to make sure everything's cool. I get that. So they'll come and they'll give me their input, and I get that. But after that, I think that it's equally as exciting for a woman to see the man in his attire for the first time when she's walking down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to see.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, so he's not going to see your thing. You know, guys don't look at the women's clothes, so why not leave her something to look forward to as well? If you bring him to me, you know he's going to look good. So you don't even worry about that. But, you know.
Well, I bet you get a lot of feedback, too, from the brides that by them seeing men being more involved, the groom being more involved in the wedding like that with their tuxedo or their what they're going to wear, it probably makes them more pliable or interested in the actual plans of the wedding as opposed to just not, you know, like a lot of times you complain that they're not being excited at all. You know, they don't want to go pick out flowers or anything. They don't want to do anything.
Right.
Just, you know, that traditional, just tell me what time to be there and I'll be there. I bet you get more involvement. You know, they get become more involved in the whole wedding process. Have you heard that from brides?
Well, you know, it's funny that a lot of times, most of my clients come to me from a woman's referral, be it a bride or some woman that seen my clothes, you know. And, and sometimes guys are like, you know, whatever she wants me to wear, I'm going to wear it. And I say, hold up. You know, this is about you, too. And there's a transformation. I'm sorry, background noise here. No,
that's okay.
But, you know, it's all right for you to want what you want. And it's like, oh, wow, you know, because when he realizes that okay, she's cool with me picking out what I want and you know, I understand it's, you know, within this color range or whatever, then sheer excitement. Now, I'll tell you, the moment of, like, euphoria happens when they actually put the clothes on and see themselves the first time dressed like they're going to look when they walk down the aisle.
That transformation, huh? That transformation, that, right.
That is, you know, I mean, it becomes real. And, you know, and I can tell you that you'd be so glad you went through that process on the day of your wedding when all your friends, everybody's looking to, I mean, not too often do we get a chance to be celebrated, you know, and to be recognized. Really, in life, we really get very few opportunities. The wedding day should be one of the biggest ones for you. And, you know, the attire is a big part of it. I mean, the attire is what, you know, the picture is all about. So you want to have a photo album on the coffee table reminding you how bad you look for 30 years. And
hey, you really
you want to be bad
for real.
Yeah, like exactly. Like the mistake you made, you know, you want to be, you know, everybody wants to share the pictures and want to, you know, and today, you know, it's all technology, you know, and so forth. There's a lot of opportunities for getting exposure through social media and all kind of stuff. So it's just, you know, I think we've seen men transform over the last, I'd say, 10 years to really understand that, get a lot more excited. I think women love to see that about men, and see the energy and excitement that we have around. And the clothes are a big part of that. But the thing is, too, we're seeing men who are celebrating love, celebrating
right.
marriage. And, you know, they want to look good for their woman. You know,
right.
when you get married,
right.
you want to look
right.
good for the woman you chose. You want her to see you with eyes and say, wow, you know, I can eat them up. You know? So
I love it. So you talking about this, how she said she could eat them up, you know, what would you say your style? Because we know you talk about the different designers out there, because I've heard people say, oh, my gosh, his suits are better than Tom Ford. His suits are better than this. So just, what would you say your style is, your style of design?
Well, I would
How
say
would
you that,
describe
you know, I would say this, Kate, that I take classic clothing mm-hmm. and put touches of more my touches on it with unique colors, with, you know, more European fit. So it can be classic, but yet we add a little flavor to it, if you will, by maybe some of the details of the cut jacket that I do and so forth. So it varies. And then also, you know, I always, first, one of the first things I do when I meet with one of my grooms is I want to talk to you about you,
yeah.
your style,
mm-hmm.
you know, the energy for the wedding, because we are trying to make it work. We're trying to make it work
right.
within a group, not just one individual. So it's very
mm-hmm.
important that, you know, we look at ways to incorporate, you know, the look that the bridesmaids will have for the groomsmen and so forth. But it starts with the bride. The bride is, you know, determines, you know, somewhat what we do with the groom. Then, you know, decide on the bridesmaids' colors and so forth. And sometimes we incorporate that, sometimes we don't. But it's got to work together at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but I'd say, you know, I'm more traditional classic, but I do more contemporary cuts and designs. So a little shorter jackets, you know, slimmer fits. Guys are wearing just more of a European influence.
Mm-hmm.
So now that doesn't mean everybody wears.
You have the jacket.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You say some people wear what? Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Well, there's ranges too within that. You know, like some guys want to go extreme with the fit, and some guys want something more in the middle. So it's about understanding each individual more so. And I know it's a lot of designers, what they do is they have one look and they give everybody that same look. I try to
right.
listen to my clients to give them something for them, something unique for them. You know, it's common for me to find fabrics that are just outrageous, that, you know, because it's what the client's looking for, something, you know, really totally different. But I bring it back in with, you know, other ways of taking color and making it work in a very classy way.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can do color.
Right. Everybody can. Everybody, you're talking about from the design point of view, or you're talking about from the actual person wearing it?
Well, the men in general wear two or three colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I show them how to incorporate color in their wardrobe or for a wedding or whatever in such a way that it not only looks good, but it feels good wearing it.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
you can wear color and feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a walking banana. Okay. You can't feel good if you feel uncomfortable. Yeah, you can't feel you can't feel good if you feel uncomfortable. You got to feel, you know, it's about when I tell in such a way to feel comfortable.
Right. Now, are they able to, when they come into your store, are they able to just get jackets, or what else do you have available? Is it something for their entire ensemble?
Yeah, I pretty much do everything from head to toe, except underwear. Mm-hmm. So, guys, you bring everything, but bring your toothbrush and underwear. I got everything else for you.
All right, socks and shoes and all of that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. So,
yeah.
You know, we generally design stuff for the whole wedding party in most cases. So,
okay, so like even down for accessories, are you talking about jewelry, bracelets, or belts? You know, you make that available?
Absolutely. I do have a jewelry collection, and we're doing custom cufflinks. We do bracelets and, you know, accessories and things. And while I'm known for my wedding collection, I have a beautiful collection of suits and sport coats. So a lot of guys who I've been doing business with for years come to me more for that. So.
Are there any celebrity? I know you've done an enormous amount of celebrity weddings. You know, any you want to share, or any special memories from those?
Yeah, I've done.
You'd like to highlight?
Of course. I did Atlanta Housewives. I did Peter and Cynthia's wedding. And I did Todd and Candy's wedding.
Okay.
I did. Recently, or last year, I did RL and Lena. They were actually supposed to be on the show. Didn't happen, but there's just a few notable weddings. I do a lot of athletes. I did Will Packer's wedding from, the producer.
Oh, yeah.
I did I've done a lot of weddings. A lot of guys.
I know you
have. Outside of just, you know, weddings, I've done a lot of red carpet events for a lot of celebrities too. So forth. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and
that's awesome.
I did the host. Yeah, I did the host for the Latin Grammys. And.
Oh, really?
So I've been able to do a lot more international types of things too. So that's been rewarding
as
well.
Awesome. That's awesome. So if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Our special guest today is celebrity designer Miguel Wilson. And Miguel has been sharing so much powerful information with us today. Miguel, I know you were talking about rebuilding, restructuring, and how you've been able to reinvent yourself. And now, you know, just learning from your past errors, I like to call them errors in judgment in business, and building upon what you see today. We titled this show today, Carving Your Niche, like in the fashion world, or even in the world of entrepreneurship. What would you leave with our audience today? What tips would you share with them that they can do to really go back like you've done and reinvent? And discover, you know, a special niche that you can really hone in on to win big.
Right. I think that's you know, I talked about learning from my past and really taking the failures and building upon it. Well, the one thing that really is exceptional in my change was recognizing that there was an opportunity in the wedding industry that existed, okay? Because understanding and recognizing now people look back and say, oh, that was genius, because now, yeah, I see that. But, you know, I was one of the first guys to say, you know, I'm not going to do a formal collection or something, a tuxedo collection. I'm not focusing on getting prom business. I don't care about red carpet business. I don't care about any other formal business. I'm doing a wedding collection. I'm a specialize in weddings. I want to be the best wedding guy in the world. And this is called niche marketing. Okay. And when you do niche marketing, most people don't like doing niche marketing because they fear they're going to miss out on. They like
you're
to
limited.
Put themselves in. Yeah, they put themselves in a pigeonhole because you are missing out on business from these other avenues. But if you have a niche in which is big enough, that's all you need. I'd much rather be the well-known top guy in a smaller niche area than to be nobody in
a big
area. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you look at where I am, I have a store in Phipps Plaza. Okay. In Phipps, we have Nordstrom's. We have Saks. We have Versace. Mm-hmm. We have Gucci. We have Armani. We have Hugo Boss. And the list goes on and on. There are probably 50 places you can go buy a nice suit in Phipps Plaza. However, if you go to any of those stores and you say, I'm getting married, I need a nice tux, something different, every one of those places will tell you, go see Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, beforehand, focusing just on doing suits, although my suits were nice and everything, no one would pay attention. Which goes back also to having what I feel to be just exceptional marketing. It doesn't matter how good your product or service is if nobody knows you do it or have it. So one big part of the process for me was having a very creative tagline that stuck with people. And, you know, I tell you right off the top, I mean, I've thought about it a million times. I have not been able to come up with a tagline better than because it's his day too, that better meets the need of that service.
Right.
I haven't been able to think of a better tagline that lets people know, you know, who I service, what I do than that. And so, you know, putting your mind around being able to be the best in a certain niche is way better to me than just being a generic, you know, in a fishbowl with everybody else. I mean, like, if you're a photographer, you know, if you want to specialize in something, I mean, even in weddings, a lot of wedding photographers. Guess what? How many wedding photographers focus on, you know, creating
the groom
photo shoots, photo shoots around the men? Okay, so, you know, groom's lounge events or special father shoots. You know, with the father, the bride, the father, the groom, the groom. I mean, I'm talking about photo shoots. You know what I mean? You can create segments within that don't exist today when you focus on something special. And I also believe that when you focus in on a niche, it enables you to think about your business in much deeper than the normal person. You know,
coming up with more creative way.
Right, coming up with more creative ways to reach that market than everybody else, you know. So I do a lot of unique creative things. I mean, you know, I'm actually doing a reality show we filmed called Because It's His Day Too, which is around men getting married.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
That deserves a round of applause. Thank you. Well, we're trying to get it picked up somewhere, but I think that, you know, women would love to see men excited about getting married. And I think in an environment where we find a lot of women who feel that there aren't many good men left, I meet them every day, and they're choosing, and they're making decisions, and they're getting married, and they're falling in love. So a show like mine would give a lot of women a lot of hope to see this every day. You know, these are the same men that one time was a bad boy or whatever. You know, I got a lot of athletes and things, and you know, they fall in love. Their heart they get swept off their feet, and you know, they make the ultimate commitment.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's a winning combination there. That's a winning combination. I also want our audience to know that you just gave them, to those photographers out there, you just gave them a great idea. So you make sure you call Miguel up to give him his props on that one. I mean, that's really good to focus on your niche. And you said, you know, recognizing the opportunity is what, you know, you did to be able to rebrand and to rebuild for what you're doing. I tell you, Miguel, we have enjoyed this interview. I would love to have you back on. This time goes by so fast, so fast. What would you like to leave our audience with? But before you do that, oh, yeah, tell us about, you've got the show. You got the show that you got coming out. What else do you have going on that you would like our audience to know about before we sign off?
Well, you know, the Miguel Wilson collection is not the most cost-effective collection for a lot of people, and I realize that. So one thing I'm working on is a lower-priced online product that's much better than rental. It's competitive with rental. That guys can still look good, and you know, one big consideration in doing this is the groomsman. Even if the groom decides he wants to a custom suit or something really nice, and but you know, your buddies don't always want to be investing, you know, arm and leg in your wedding. They already got to pay a lot of times for flights and rooms and so forth. So we have created a collection. I've designed all the product, and it's $299 with tuxedo, shirt, bow tie, and shoes.
Wow. $299?
Yeah, and it's nice. That's really nice stuff. I mean, so that's coming down the pipeline within probably next month or so. So I wanted something that I don't like rental. I just think that, you know, that's something. Think about this for a second. You know, if I buy a tuxedo and I'm the store, I'm whatever store, and I spend $100 on the tux, and I rent it to you for $200, and I do that for a hundred times, so I make $20,000 off that tuxedo. I mean, $20,000 off of a tuxedo that cost me $100. It's a great business model. It works for them. It just doesn't work for you. You don't know many people been in it. Right. You don't know whether you're the third person or the 30th person when somebody else is close. I mean, so I'm not a fan. I just think, you know, there's an option that's better. If you can get something that's priced. And then again, too, this is something that guys can wear forever. So it's not like, you know, it's a one and done. It's something you can get a lot of wear out of in the future. So that's awesome.
And what would you leave, you know, what three things would you leave our audience with? Three lifelong tips as they continue to build their business, live their dreams as business owners. And even, you know, you can even focus on those who might be in the wedding industry or fashion industry as you.
Well, the first thing I would tell you is that, you know, you should do what you love. Life is very short. Mm-hmm. And way too short to be wasting time doing things that you're not happy doing. I mean, you can't live your life always looking forward to tomorrow or Friday or Saturday. You need to be able to enjoy every day. And I can tell you that, you know, Mondays are great for me, not because it's just my day off, but because I do what I want to do anyway. It's my business.
Right.
And I love going to work, so I don't mind working Saturdays or working any day. And I think that's a great gift to have that. Secondly, I would tell you, so pursue your passion, I think, you know. And sometimes, you know, recognize that a passion doesn't necessarily mean it should be your business. Because, you know, everybody's not good enough at what they love to turn into a business. But you can find something you love doing every day. And that's way more valuable to me than the dollars. And I think a lot of times we just have our priorities mixed up to where we chase dollars instead of chasing happiness. So I would strongly urge people to pursue happiness in life, not money. Money will come when you're doing something you love. You become very good at what you love doing. So, secondly, I'll tell you third thing then I would tell you that's been paramount for me is operating with faith and with love. You know, you can wake up some days and don't feel so great, and it can be very challenging. But knowing that, you know, it's not all about you, and that God is there, and serving a purpose, and you can believe and that it's not just going to be you that needs to lift you up. That operating with faith has been the thing that's maintained me through times when I didn't feel so good. And then I'd say love, because, you know, it's just something very special when you take the focus off of you and put it on someone else, you know. And at any moment, it could be a stranger, it could be a homeless person, it could be, you know, anybody. I just believe in the power of love, sharing love with people. It uplifts you, it makes you feel good. And at any moment, any time of the day, you can share love and feel better. So, that's been two things that are free that you can do that will, I think, pick you up, make you feel great on any given day.
I love it. That's Miguel Wilson. You heard it. Number one, do what you love. Pursue your passion. That happiness. Chase happiness. And in everything, operate in faith and in love. Thank you so much, Miguel. How can everybody get in contact with you?
Okay, well, I'm pretty active on my Instagram, which is at Miguel Wilson Collection, MiguelWilsonCollection. I have a location that I work out of in D.C., House of John Lee at the National Harbor. And in Coral Gables, Jadel Omo Bridal. And then in Atlanta, the Miguel Wilson Collection Store at Phipps Plaza. So those three
Beautiful.
Locations, you can book something or give me on Instagram. Or on my website, miguelwilson.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. You have heard from none other than celebrity fashion designer Miguel Wilson. And thank you so much for joining us. Today, yes, my sound effects there. I have to laugh out of myself. Guys, I tell you, if you miss this show and any of our other shows, you definitely want to go to WealthySistersRadio.com. You can download us there. Tune in, iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and also on Instagram at Wealthy Sisters. Definitely a very, very special thank you to Mr. Miguel Wilson for tuning in and joining us, stopping by Wealthy Sisters Radio today. And I tell you what, you know, next week we've got the best of the best again for you. I cannot wait to be back here at the same time next week with you as well. And just as a reminder, I know I have gotten a lot of emails and a lot of information. We get it all the time about wanting to be a guest on our show. We would love to have you on our show. If you know, are an expert in your field, we always say at least a minimum of 7 years that you have in your field, because we definitely want to bring the best of the best on our show. You know, you'd like to be featured here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com. Again, that's family@wealthysistersradio.com. And then also, I know I also get a lot of requests about business ideas. I'm going to tell you about this idea that is just sweeping right now. It is really, really hot, and there are so many ways that can become involved in this industry, you know, and different ideas around. But most definitely, you just think about the largest industry out there that we know. The largest industry, y'all, is travel. Travel, you think about it. Everybody uses travel. Everybody does. From any industry, from healthcare, everybody, and everybody's doing it. I'm telling you the timing. If you're looking at a business that you can get started in for minimum investment, a turnkey operation where you do not have to come up and create websites or anything like that, even have the marketing campaigns, everything your customers would need. And plus, you too can benefit from all of the perks of being in the travel industry. So reach out to me at family@wealthysistersradio.com. Again, it's family@wealthysistersradio.com. I definitely want to be able to share this information with you. Well, once again, we appreciate you. We love you so much, most definitely. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. Continue to have an amazing day. Bye now.
Listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. 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 We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our host, staff, or partners of Wealthy Sisters Radio.